Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records 1913-1914, page 534. Visible, translated text is as follows. 24 about half past 10. It sounded like a boy's voice. It said, "Tell Mr. Schiff Mr. Frank wanted him at his office." Mr. Schiff was asleep at the time. I waked him up and he said, "Tell Mr. Frank I will be there as soon as I can get dressed." And I repeated the message to the boy and told him what Mr. Schiff said. Then Mr. Schiff went back to sleep again. The same voice called up Mr. Schiff again about 11 o'clock. Said he wanted Mr. Schiff to come down to the office. Mr. Schiff told me to tell him he would be there as soon as he could get dressed, and I told him what Mr. Schiff said. Cross-examination. I have been in Mr. Schiff's house about 7 years. On Saturdays and holidays, Mr. Schiff generally sleeps. Sometimes he goes to the factory when I wake him up. He never gets up unless I wake him. Mr. Schiff told me sometime afterwards he was glad I did not wake him up that day. I know it was 11 o'clock when he called up the second time, because the clock was striking. They didn't say what Mr. Frank wanted him for. Annie Hickson, C. Sworn for the defendant. I am Mrs. Ersenbach's servant. Mr. Frank called up on the telephone about 1:30 on April 26th. I told him he was not in, and he said, "Tell Mrs. Charlie I can't go to the ball game this afternoon." I told Mrs. Ersenbach about it. Cross-examination. I have been working for Mrs. Ersenbach 2 years. Mr. Frank and his wife came over to Mrs. Ersenbach's on Sunday after we had breakfast about 9 o'clock. They come over there every Sunday. I didn't pay any attention to what they talked about that morning. They were just laughing and talking like they always do. Yes, he laughed. They were all laughing together.